Okay, we left off yesterday on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis, about 10 lines before the lines get wide, by Nena Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah va'amar. So we, the Gemara, if you recall yesterday, had recorded four responses to Rabbi Elazar that were recorded by the major Tanaim. Again, Rabbi Elazar had said in the Mishnah, just to backtrack, retrace our steps, Rabbi Elazar had said in the Mishnah that if a man says to his wife, gives her a get, says, Hareya muteris l'kal adam elo l'ploni, you're muteris to everybody except for Ploni, so Rabbi Elazar says that's fine, that's a good get. So the Gemara recorded four responses to Rabbi Elazar, four rejections of Rabbi Elazar's shita. And Rava had commented that of the four rejections, only one of them is a valid rejection. Only one of them is really a shtark akasha on Rabbi Elazar's shita, and that is the rejection of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So now we're looking at the rejection of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Nen Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah v'amar krisus dover akaris ben alevina hulmad shein se krisus. You want to tell me that's called the get krisus? Krisus is supposed to be something that completely severs any tie between him and her, and this did not do that. So because it's regarding the one man that she's not allowed to marry, she's still considered married to her original husband, so it's not a total krisus. So says the Gemara of Rabbanon, "Hai krisus my avdilei." So what do the Rabbanon do with the word krisus? Meaning, if they don't understand like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah does that it has to be total krisus, so what do they understand krisus to mean? So mibayu lulucha detanya, they need it for the following brisa. Hai reze kitecha menas shalot tishti yayin al menas shalot telchi lebeis avichli olam. Ain't a krisus. If a guy gives a get to his wife and makes a tanai, that this get is only good get alman asks that you don't drink wine or you don't go to your father's house ever. The key word over here is li olam, forever. So ain't za krisus. That's not considered a valid form of krisus. Shloshim yom hareza krisus. However, if he says for 30 days, then that is a valid form of krisus because it's only binding her for the next 30 days. The idach, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would respond, how do I know that din if I'm going to use krisus to tell me that there can't be any man from whom she's not totally muteres? Mikaris krisus nafka, he learns a double drasha. It didn't have to say the shoresh of kares at all. So it says kares, and then it says krisus, which is a little bit extra, so we can learn two separate drashas. V'idach, and the Rabbanon would respond, kares krisus lo darshi, that you can't learn two separate drashas, they don't darshan it as two separate things, they only darshan one drasha from that word. Amar Rava, reze kitech al menash lo tishti yayin kol yimei chayai, ein ze krisus. If a guy says to his wife, this is going to be a get, al menash that you don't drink wine, as long as I'm alive, as long as I, the husband, am alive, so that's not a valid form of krisus, because she's still bound to him as long as he's alive. Kol yimei chayei ploni hareza krisus. But if he says, as long as so-and-so is alive, as long as a certain guy is alive, so then it is considered a good krisus. So says Gemara, Maishna chayei ploni de dilma ma'osu mekayme leila tanai, chayei didei nami dilma ma'osu mekayme leila tanai. Why is it, why do we assume chayei ploni is any different than chayei? When he says, so long as so-and-so is alive, so long as such a person is alive, so obviously the reason why it is considered a good krisus is because that person could die tomorrow, and she'll still have a long life ahead of her, so she'll be Mekayim the Tanai, just by not drinking wine, till tomorrow, when that guy dies, so it'll be a total Kiyam HaTanai, and the get will be Chal. Well, we should say the same thing when it comes to Chayai. When he says, this should be a good get, call you, as long as you don't drink wine, call you Mei Chayai, the husband might die tomorrow also, and she will have fulfilled her Tanai. Love Dafka tomorrow, the husband will die sometime before she dies, and it will be a fulfillment of the Tanai, and the get should be Chal, so why should there be any difference? Ela Ema, rather the Gemara says, Kol Yimei Chayechi Ein Zeh Krisus. No, it's only not a good Krisus if he says that it's al menas that you don't drink wine all the days of your life, meaning she, the woman. Kol Yimei Chayei, Chayei Ploni, Ein Zeh Krisus. But if he says, all the days of my life, or all the days of Chayei Ploni, then it is a good Krisus. Now, apparently, the only time we're saying that something is not a good krisus when it's kol yimei, but apparently when we attach a number to it, like we said in the Gemara, al menas that you don't drink wine for the next 30 days, that's okay. The Rishonim have a suffix, tells Ridiz Masupuk, what if you say Almanas that you don't drink wine for the next whatever, for the next 100 years? So it's something where she's not likely to live that long, meaning when you know for sure that she's going to die. So he's a little masubuk about that. The Rashba writes that even if he's young and she's old, and he says almanas that you don't drink wine from now until 50 years, that is considered a good krisus, because at least it's possible that she'll live for 50 years. I mean, we don't play that game. We don't try to figure out who has a greater life expectancy and where we think they're going to end up, because sometimes young people die, sometimes people live very old. But the Beis Yosef is not sure. Is the Rashba saying Davka 50 years? But if it were 200 years or 100 years where people don't make it that long and that never happens, does the Rashba mean anytime you attach a number, by definition, that's a krisus? Or does the Rashba mean no, it has to be somewhat realistic? So it's a suffix in the Rishonim. We're not exactly sure what to do with it. Okay, and where exactly you would draw the line? Meaning how exactly, if let's say he says Almanas, he puts a number to it where she would have to live to 110. So there are people that live to 110, but it's a very, very small minority of people. So it's unclear if we're going to make that chiluk between something that's doable and not doable. Where do we make that chiluk? Does it have to be something that more than the years of Mr. Shalach? Meaning, where do we make that chiluk? I don't think there's. I'm not sure. I don't know the Mar Makomos about the 120 year lifespan. Whether that's. I don't think that it says anywhere that a person has to die within 120 years. I think we just assume that's considered a nice lifespan. Anyway, so says Gemara Vayter. By minei Rav Amir of Nachman. Hayom iat ishti lemachar at ishti mahu. What if a guy gives a get to his wife and says, "Okay, for today I don't want you to be my wife anymore, but tomorrow I'm going to want you back. Tomorrow I want you to be my wife again." So what's the din in that case? Now, interestingly, the Gemara in Kiddushin never poses such a suffix whether this could work on Kiddushin, right? Hayom hareat mukadeshesli ulmachar iat mukadeshesli. So the Achronim say probably because once we have it by Gerushin, whatever we say by Gerushin is going to apply to Kiddushin as well. Anyway, Tibay l'Rab Lazar, Tibay l'Rabbanan. So it's a shayla both according to Rab Lazar and according to the Rabbanan. Tibay l'Rab Lazar, it's a shayla according to Rab Lazar, because Ad Kad Lo Kama Rab Lazar Hasam El Delamanda Kashari Kashari Liolam. That when Rab Lazar says that you can give a get where she's muteris to everybody except for one person, because at least those that she's muteris to forever. Aval Hachalo, over here, you're trying to make her only divorced for a single day, so wouldn't it be good? Maybe there shouldn't be any such chilek. And tibay le rabban, it's a shayla according to the rabban, because atkan lo kamer rabban hasam el de lo paska mine legamri. Maybe the only reason the rabban have a problem when you say that she's muteris to everybody except for one guy is because you never have a moment where she's totally divorced from you. Aval hachak, even the paska, but maybe over here, since she's paska, since she's totally divorced from you today, so that's it. And Rashi says, what's the havamin of here? What are we suggesting? We're suggesting that if you tell her, you are totally divorced from me today, and tomorrow I want you back, tomorrow I don't want this get to work anymore, it's not that it would work, it's not that the tzad of the suffix is that it would work for today and then tomorrow she would still be married to him. No, keeping the paska means, Rashi says, l'kol adam li'olam, v'shuvei nishta at she'achsev yikdashena, meaning it would mean that she would be divorced forever, that she'd be gone forever. That since there is a total krisos for today, that krisos kicks in, and she's divorced completely for forever. Once she's divorced completely, there's no turning back on it. So vasa debaya hadar pashta. So the Gemara posed the shaila, but we're able to be poshet the shaila as well. Mistavra ben Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbanan kivin de paska. It's mistavra both according to Rabbi Elazar and according to the Rabbanan that kivin de paska. So what does kivin de paska mean? So we said it means that she's divorced and he does not get her back the next day. Rashi had said that in the Havamina. Tosfos repeats it again over here in the Maskana. Tosfos on the top. Pirushu mugureshes li olam. Says Tosfos yafgav to the mighty by the name of Rabbi Elazar odil melo shna. Mashma the Bible member Dana get chal el lo sayom, meaning we pose the shaila both within Reb Lazar and within the Rabbanan. Within the Rabbanan, the shaila was: should we say this doesn't work at all, or should we say it's a total get forever? Within Reb Lazar, that wasn't really the shaila. Within Reb Lazar, the shaila was: should we say this doesn't work at all, Or should we say, this works, meaning what you say works, and therefore she should come back to you the next day? The way we're poshet the shayla is that we're automatically assuming that given the paska, that it doesn't work at all. So he says, even though within, based on what we ask according to Rabbi Lazar, when we said odilma lo shna, when we say odilma lo shna, that implies that we're trying to say that it should work for today, and then tomorrow she should not be divorced anymore. Mikol makom lishnu de paska mashma legamri. Nevertheless, the Tosfos, the Gemara assumes that we're able to be poshet misvara, that it's absolutely posek, that there's no there's no marriage anymore. The marriage is completely severed. So it seems very clear what the Gemara's maskana is over here. It's strange, therefore, that the Rishonim even ask on the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin and Perchas Alachates Paskins, which you would expect him to say she's Mugreshes Legami, the Rambam says she's Eina Mugreshes Beget Zeklal. She's not Mugreshes at all. Such a get doesn't work Bechlal. So the Ran says, obviously the Rambam doesn't hold of this Maskana of Kivin de Paska Paska, but he still says, even if you don't hold Kivin de Paska Paska, but at least it's a Suffolk, meaning to say she's Mamish Eina Mugreshes, she's still in the Eishesish, and that's it. At least it should be a Suffolk Erishin, something. So that's, you're going to allow Yibum? If the guy dies, you're going to allow Yibum? Right? The Ran thinks that's a tremendous Chiddush. He's not sure what the source of the of this Rambam is. There is a Shita in Rishonim that understands the word Kivan de Paska Paska totally differently. We've translated Rashi until it said Kivan de Paska Paska means that he gives her such a get, so if he's divorced today, he's going to be divorced tomorrow also. He can't have her back tomorrow. It's over. The marriage is done. The Ramah writes that Kivan de Paska Paska means Liyom Echad. It means for exactly for one day. And that's why we were misakin to write in a get Miyom Adonan Liyolam. Right, you're writing the get that you're divorced from me from this day going forward. So to cover that case, that it should be clear that she's not only divorced for today, that she's actually divorced forever. Okay, so Zagmar Vaite, Tan Rabban, and Reza Gitecha Mirash Tinasi Uploni, Harezu Lo Tinase, the Imnises Lo Tetse. So very unclear brisa. The brisa says if a guy gives a get to his wife almanas that she marries somebody, so she should not marry, and if she does, she doesn't have to get divorced. So right away the Gemara says, my kamar, what do you mean? If it's a get almanas that she marries somebody, I would think adraba, let her marry the guy and it will be a good get, and it will be fine. What do you mean? She should not marry, and if she does, she doesn't get divorced. So what's this talking about? So the Gemara is going to have three suggestions as to what this brisa means. Suggestion number one, two of them are Rav Nachman's suggestion, and one is going to be Rava's suggestion. So Rav Nachman number one, I'm Rav Nachman, Hachi Kamar. Harezu lo tinase lo, Shamiyar Menashei Nasun Matana. She should dafka not marry that guy. The guy that the husband said, that husband made a tanai about, that this is only a good get if you marry him, she should bedafka not marry that guy because it looks horrible. It looks like there's wife swapping, that people are giving their wives as a matana. So that looks terrible. We can't have such a thing going on. And therefore, she absolutely should not marry that guy. The Chassam Sofer has a suffix. So in the Biurei Adaf, he raises suffix. Chassam Sofer has a suffix. What if he says, Hareza Gditech Amanash Shilo Tinase Elo Leploni? Not that Shetinase Leploni, that you marry him, but that you don't marry anyone other than Ploni. Why is that any better? Why is that less of an appearance of wife swapping than Amanash Shetinase Leploni? Because over here, if she wants, she could not marry anyone. Not him, not anybody else, and then she'd be totally mugreshes because she's not marrying anyone, and she's mutaris lekaladim biznus. Right? She could have biznus with anybody, she just can't get married to anybody. So he's mesupak whether that would be included in this concern over here. But either way, that's what Rav Nachman suggests the brisa means. And v'imnises liachar lo teitzei. And if she marries somebody else in blatant violation of her Tanai, so then Lo Teitzei, she does not have to divorce that somebody else. So Frak the Gemara, wait a second. The get was given to her Al Tanai that she marries Reuven. We'll use Reuven here. The get was given to her Al Manas that she marries Reuven. And she went and she married Shimon. So we're not going to make her get divorced. The get was never chal then. Then she's still Neshus Ish to her original husband if she went and married someone that wasn't part of the Tanai. So Umishum Gzeira Lamafkinim Neshus Ish Lama. What? Because we don't like the idea of giving off the appearance of wife swapping were going to be allow her to stay married to Shimon when she's mamish neshes ish right now, the get was never chal. That's ridiculous. So says the Gemara, Elam Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman changes his mind. He says, Hachi Kamer. This is what the Braisa really meant to say. Harezu lo tinase lo shem yomer nashem nosim matana. She's not allowed to marry Reuven because we're afraid people are going to. It's going to look bad. It looks like people are giving their wives as gifts. When we say if she gets married, we don't make her get divorced, it doesn't mean if she marries Shimon, we don't make her get divorced. It means if she marries Reuven, the very guy that the husband said you have to marry in order for you to get to be chal, we don't like the idea of her marrying him because it looks terrible. But if she does marry him, we're not going to make her get divorced just because of this gezeira. So Tosfos is bothered. What changed in Rav Nachman? Why would Rav Nachman change his opinion from the first day to the second? So the truth is, it's unclear why Tosfos is bothered, because the Gemara explains what changed. The Gemara points out that there was a major problem with Rav Nachman's original formulation. But Tosfos says, "Vim tomer de meikara lo amar kach." Right? If you could ask Rav Nachman, why did Rav Nachman give this second suggestion? What was wrong with his first suggestion? Originally, Rav Nachman was aware of the question, obviously, that how can she stay married to Shimon if, after all, she's still an Esh HaSeish in his first suggestion. He was aware of that problem, but he assumed that in such a case, the Rabbanan were oker the Kiddushin. And then in the end, he changed his mind. Because then he changed his mind. He said, "Yeah, come on, for a concern that it's going to look like people are trading wives, people are giving wives as gifts, the Rabbanan aren't going to be okay kiddushin for something like that." And therefore, he needed to go back to the drawing board and come up with a new explanation of what the Braisa was talking about. Again, according to what we've said in the past about Akira's kiddushin, about Afka's kiddushin, this case could fit into Hafkas Kiddushin. We said Hafkas Kiddushin, I think the Rashba writes in Shuvas Rashba, that Hafkas Kiddushin can happen either when there was a problem with the Etzem Maisa Kiddushin, or when there's at least a Srach Gita, when there's some sort of get. There is a Srach Gita over here, so theoretically, this case is eligible for Hafkas Kiddushin, but still, not every case that's eligible for Hafkas Kiddushin do we apply Hafkas Kiddushin. It doesn't make sense to apply Hafkas Kiddushin, Rav Nachman thought, in the end, because it's such a far-fetched concern that people are going to think that we're allowing wife swapping. Anyway, says Gemar Vaiter, Amalei Rava Lohu Delo Tinase Ala Acha Tinase. What do you mean? You trying to tell me that she's not allowed to marry the guy who the husband wants her to marry. That implies that she's allowed to marry somebody else. How could she marry somebody else? She has yet to fulfill the Tanai that makes her get chal, that makes her get kick in if she doesn't marry Reuven. The husband gave her the get almanas that she marries Reuven. So you mean to tell me that if she wants to marry Shimon, that's okay if she wants to marry Shimon? What do you mean? She's never going to fulfill the Tanai then. So maybe we'll say, what do you mean she never fulfilled? Maybe she will fulfill the Tanai. Today she's going to marry Shimon. Don't worry. Tomorrow she'll divorce Shimon and then she'll marry Reuven. She'll fulfill the Tanai. Just because she's not fulfilling the Tanai today, this isn't her last husband. She's going to marry someone else later. Just because she's not fulfilling the Tanai today doesn't mean that she's never going to fulfill the Tanai. And you compare this perhaps to the Shita that argues on Rabbi Yehuda in the following case, in the following very similar case. Meaning, what are we assuming over here? We're saying that maybe just because she's not fulfilling the Tanai today doesn't mean she's never going to fulfill the Tanai. Maybe she can do something that if she doesn't fulfill the Tanai ever will be considered a very terrible Isser, because maybe later on she'll fulfill the Tanai and it won't be an Isser. Where do you have such a similar case? Ditmar. A guy takes a neder that he's not allowed to sleep today if he sleeps tomorrow. So what do we let him do today? So Rav Yehuda says, don't sleep today, because you don't know what you're going to do tomorrow. You may not, you may sleep tomorrow, in which case the Isser is going to be chal, in which case sleeping today is going to be a terrible Isser. Rav Nachman says, no, plan not to sleep tomorrow, and you can go to sleep today, it's no problem. Because you could do something right now, that as long as you fulfill your tonight later on, is not going to be an Isser. So that's okay. So same thing over here. year. Right now, let her marry Shimon. And don't worry, she'll plan on marrying Reuven tomorrow after she gets Shimon to divorce her. So says Gemara, how can you compare the two cases? Hachi hashra, it's a totally faulty comparison. Hasam b'didei kaima di'ibayim mavriz nafshe b'silu lu'asa v'lo noim. By the case of sleeping, it is totally up to the guy if he's going to sleep tomorrow or not. Because if he wants to keep himself awake, even if he's very tired, he can sit there pricking himself with needles all day to keep himself awake, or whatever, having a jolt, soda, whatever, keeping himself, doing something to keep himself awake. That's within your control to keep yourself awake. But hacha, b'dida kaimel igrushay. But over here, how can she plan on marrying Reuven tomorrow? It's up to Shimon whether Shimon wants to divorce her or not. And if Shimon doesn't want to divorce her, well, then it's too bad, and she's not going to be able to marry Reuven tomorrow. So, Frek tells us, yeah, maybe it is b'dida kaimel. Maybe it is up to her. Tells says, v'ada b'dida kaimel igrushay. She chol lomar ma'as alay v'kafin alay. She could say he's most to me. He's disgusting to me. In which case, we would force him to divorce her. So tells us, v'pirish Rashi Rabbeinu Tam v'lo kafin alay nicha. If you say like Rashi Rabbeinu Tam that we don't force even in such circumstances, very good. Then it's fine. And then tells us, v'ayter v'okasha de kafin alay l'garsha sharehi alav be'isur eshes ish v'imkein ma'ika amar atu b'dida kaimel igrushay. Meaning, Tosfos says, what do you mean? Of course we're going to force him to divorce her. Because right now, she's still an Eishes Ish. How would we allow this marriage to continue? Her husband gave her a get al manas that she marries Reuven. She hasn't married Reuven. So of course we're going to force him to divorce her. What do you mean it's not up to her? If you haven't farish b'didak haim l'grusha l'nsuve, t'vadei en b'yadah shisena zavas yishapir. If you wanted to say that it's not in her hands because she can't force Reuven to marry her, okay, that's not in her hands. That she can't do. But to get Shimon to divorce her, she doesn't have to do much. The Rabbanon are going to force Shimon to divorce her. She's mamish and eishes ish. So it says, Sosa Shir Shlomer, kivin de mikol makom yachal abal idchosa, lo bedida kaimel igrushay. That since the husband can push it off and delay the giving of the get, it's not considered that it's in her hands. She's not in control of the situation, even though inachinami, the rabbis are going to force Shimon to divorce her because it's ridiculous. Right now, she's still an eishes ish until the tenai is fulfilled. Anyway, what's pshat in the braisa? So it says, Gemara, third possibility. Elam harav ha-rezi lo tinasi lo lov lo le'ach. She's not allowed to marry anyone. She can't marry Reuven, who the husband said she has to marry because it looks like he's giving the wife as a matana. She can't marry someone else because she needs to fulfill her tonight. But if she marries Reuven, so then we're not going to make her get divorced because it's only a gezeira that it looks like he's giving a wife as a matana. So for that gezeira, we're not going to make someone who's already married get divorced. If she marries someone else, then she will have to get divorced because she's still an Eishes Ish. She has not yet fulfilled her Tanai. Tanya Kavase Rava, Brisa supports Rava, Reza Lo Tanase Lo Lovel Liachar, Vinicius Lo Lo Tetze, Liachar Tetze. Brisa says exactly what Rava says. She's not allowed to marry anybody, but if she marries Reuven, she does not have to get divorced. If she marries somebody else, she does have to get divorced. Let's say a guy makes a ridiculous tonight. This should be a good get almanas that you fly up to the heavens. Almanas shetir di l'tom, almanas that you go down to the core of the earth. Almanas shetivli kana shaldal amos on the condition that you swallow a reed that's 4 amos long. Almanas shetivli kana ben kufama on the condition that you bring me a 100 amos long reed, which doesn't exist apparently. Almanas shetavri as a yamagadol braglecha, that you walk on water, that you walk over the yamagadol. Einu get, all these cases it is not considered a good get. Fractosos, the Gemara in Bava Metzia says, "Im niskay matnai reza get v'mlav eino get." Meaning, the Gemara in Bava Metzia has a different take on this. It says, "Well, if she fulfills the tonight, then it's a good get." So Tosos says, "I don't understand. What do you mean if she fulfills the tonight? How could you possibly fulfill such a tonight that you're gonna go up to the rakia? Well, what are we talking? How could? What's the possibility even?" So Tosos says, "Interesting. V'yeshlomar ali de shame." That maybe if you use the Shema Mefurash, you can fly up to the Rakia. So you see Rabbi Kivager in the Gilin HaShas over here says, Ayin Chagiga Dafi Dalaram Beis, Tosas Dibra Maskul Nichnesu. So what's he referring to? That tells the Chagiga says that using the shame, you can give the appearance that you're going l'rakia, but you can't actually go l'rakia. So he says Ali de shame won't help you either, because you can't really do it. You can only trick people. It's good for parties, but it doesn't actually bring you to the l'rakia. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema Omer kaze get. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema says that such a thing is a good get, meaning even though she doesn't fulfill the tanai, it is a good get. Klalam Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema called tanai she ef shalol l'kaimo b'sofo v'isnal mitchlaso enu elkom afliga. Any tanai that's impossible to fulfill, and he puts that as a tanai, he's obviously joking around. He's just using it as an expression. He doesn't really expect it to be a l'rakia, and obviously he really wants it to be a good get. Now, efshar lo l'kaimo doesn't mean anything that meaning if I say al menas that it rains tomorrow, it's not really possible for me to be mekayim that it's going to rain tomorrow either. It's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Efshar lo l'kaimo would mean that it's impossible also. It doesn't just mean that it's impossible for me to do, it means it's impossible for it to happen. It means like this: if I'm saying I'm going to do something that's impossible, that's when it's a problem. But just because something's out of my control, it's not necessarily a problem. I'm Rav Nachman Amar Rav Halach Rabbi Dimitayba. We paskin like Rabbi Dimitayba. I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak Masnis Nami Deka Dekatani. It's meduyik this way in the Mishnah because it says Kol She Efter Lo L'Kayim B'Sofo V'Yisalav B'Tchilasa Tano Kayim. What's a good tanai? A good tanai is something that you have the ability to be mekayim. Hayi Efter Tano Batal. So you see that if you don't have the ability to be mekayim it, then it's the tanai is an invalid tanai. So shema mina. So you see the tanai is invalid. The maisa is kayam. So that's exactly what Rabbi Ben Tema says. That we just assume the person is using it as an expression, but doesn't really mean to require that of her. What if he says this is a good get? Al menas that you eat chazer. What's the din then? Am Rabbi hihi. Rabbi says, well, it's the same thing. It's something that's impossible for the person. Rava says, what are you talking about? Jews eat chazer all the time. Rava efshad achla. She could eat chazer and get the punishment for it. She'll get her malchus, but it's certainly possible to eat chazer. So the achronim start to tumult over here. What do you mean? It's possible to eat chazer if you're yotzei l'melchama and whatever, you know, you're allowed to go eat chazer in such a case. So the achronim have a whole no. Maybe because she's an isha and isha's not yotzei l'melchama. It's possible to eat chazer if it's batal. If it's batal, it's not chazer. Whatever. You get what it means. It means that al menas that you do an iser. So the Abaye klal asuyi basu chazer. Abaye understands that when we say klal, when he makes a klal out of it, anything that you can't be mekayim is not going to be a good get. So that comes to include basu chazer. L'rava kazeh l'mute basu chazer. And Rava says kazeh to exclude basu chazer. Only something that's physically impossible, not basu chazer, which is halachically not allowed. Meisvei areza getech amash tivli l'ploni niskayim matanai areza get. V'im lavenu get. If you give a get al menas that she's boel somebody, so if the tanai is fulfilled, it's a good get. If not, it's not a get. Al menas shalot tivli la'abalovich im choshen shemenev lehen. If you give her a get, al menas that she doesn't sleep with her own father or his father, so we're not choshish that she's actually going to do it. But it doesn't say al menas that you're boel that you're boel your father or that you're boel my father. That it doesn't say, that it doesn't say. It only says al menas that you're not boel my father, not boel your father. So we don't have to worry she's going to violate that. But nothing about al menas if she is boel the father. So la baye nicha l'rav akasha. So according to Abaye, this is problematic. This is very good because again, Abaye says that would be the impossible. That's why it's not mentioned. According to Rava, no, that's not impossible. That's just an iser. So I'm looking at Rava. Rava would say no. Bishlam abasu chazir efshar da'achla v'lakya. Rava says no. To eat basu chazir is possible, totally in her control. She can choose to eat basu chazir. Ploni nami efshar d'mishkut de. And even if he makes it tonight that she's boel somebody, that she's boel ploni, that's also possible. She can bribe the guy and get the guy to sleep with her. Assuming there's no Rashba writes, even though it's us, that's us also, but it's not as much of an iser chamer, it's just ploni pnia, so it wouldn't be as bad of an iser. So she can get the guy to sleep with her, or even to be mekadesh her. Ela abava avicha bedida kaima nihidi e of the yisura abava avicha mi of the yisura. But to get her father or his father to sleep with her, that's not really within her control. She might be willing to do the iser, right? Like she's willing to eat chazer, but she needs a partner over here. The father may not be willing to do the Yisr by the chazer doesn't have to be willing to do the Yisr, you eat the chazer. But over here, you need the father to be willing to do the Yisr, and that's not within her control. So the Rava klal asuy abba v'avicha, kazel l'mutei basu chazer. Rava uses klal to include the case of abba v'avicha as something that's considered impossible, and kazeh comes to be might basu chazer, which is possible. That's not considered impossible tonight. La baye klal asuy basu chazer. Abaye uses klal to include basu chazer. Kazeh l'mu'ute ploni, and kazeh to exclude being boel ploni, which case is not considered impossible to be boel ploni. That's totally in her hands. She could bribe him with money to marry her. Even Rashi says v'yisena beheter, he'll marry her beheter. It doesn't involve doing an iser. Meisei harezei kitech amenash tochli basu chazer. Meisei zara amenash tochli b'truma. Meisei nazira amenash tishti yayin. A variety of iserim. He gives her a get amenash that she violates an iser to eat chazer. If she's a non kohenes to eat truma. If she's a Nazira to drink wine, if she fulfills the Tanai, it is a good get. If she doesn't fulfill the Tanai, it's not a good get. So the Rava Nichla Baikasha, that's very much like Rava, that such a Tanai is a valid Tanai since it's within her control to do Isurim. But it's a problem according to Abaye. So Amalcha Abaye, Misavar Devrei Kali, Hamani Rabbanan Hi. No, that Shita that you just quoted me is not Devrei Kol, it's only going like the Shita of the Rabbanan. V'tepikle the Masa Mashkos B'Torah, who we call Masa Mashkos B'Torah to know Batel, but shouldn't the Tanai anyway be invalid? Because you're being masal mashkas b'Torah, any tanai that goes against what it says in the Torah is automatically an invalid tanai. So shouldn't the tanai be invalid anyway? Some ravad the bread ravika ki amin masal mashkas b'Torah tana batal don sheir k'susa v'anasa dehu ka akar aval hacha ihi ka akra. When is masal mashkas b'Torah a problem? Is when the person making the tanai is the one that's being oker the davarmina Torah, like a husband is mekadesh woman al menas that I won't have any of the obligations a man has toward his wife, right? So that he's being oker the davarmina Torah. Over here, he's not being okay the Davar Torah. He's giving her a get al manas that she is okay the Davar Torah. Maskla Ravina klumka akra ihi elukim letonai didei ishtakach diu ka akra. He says, come on, that's not fair. She's only doing it. She's only violating the Torah Isser to fulfill the Tanai that he made. So how can you say that that's not called masal mashkos of a Torah? So it's his fault, meaning he's the one that's really being okay the Davar Torah. Elam Ravina ki amrin masal mashkos of a Torah tonai obatel gon she'eruk susav anasa devade ka akra. When do you say masal mashkos of a Torah that Tanai is going to be batel? When it's something that it's a definite akiras Davar Min HaTorah. Aval ha Mika Amarla lo sagi de lo achla lo techel lo tegarish. Over here, who says who's telling her that she has to eat? Let her not eat, and she won't be divorced. Meaning, when he's being mekadesh her al menasa, he's pater from sher ksus avonasa, so he's not going to give her sher ksus vona. He's going to be in violation of the Torah. But over here, she's not necessarily going to be in violation of the Torah. If she wants, she doesn't have to eat. Tosafot discusses, what about if you say kras ksusi al menas liftar? You can rip my garment al menas that you're pater. Why isn't that masal mashkos b'Torah? So obviously you have to say by dina mamunas things are different because there's such a thing called mechila by dina mamunas. So it's not necessarily an akiras davar min haTorah, even though hezek is considered an Isser in the Torah. It's an interesting sugya. Why Hezek is an Isser in the Torah? The Torah never says that Hezek is Asser. Torah says that if you damage someone, you have to pay. It never says you're not allowed to damage someone. So there's a big discussion in the Rishonim why it is that Hezek is Asser. But whatever, it's Asser. It's certainly Asser. Nevertheless, since it lends itself to a concept of Mechil, a couple more lines. Ketzad Yasi Yathana Imana, what should you do? Take it back from her and give it to her again. So Man Tana, Amr Chizkir Rishon Melazri. The Tana Rishon Melazri, Rashi Yathana, Man of Yaksu Vinana, Lov Yomer Hegitech. Our Mishnah goes like Rav Shimon Elazar, who says that when the original Nesina Seget was invalid, you take it back and give it again and say Hegitech. Rabbi Yochanan Rafil Teimer Rebbe. No, we could even be going like Rebbe, who does not think you have to do a new Nesina again. The reason you need to do over here might be different because originally when you gave it to her, it was enough of a Nesina to make her possible to Kahuna. So it was a partial Kinyan when you originally gave it to her. So if you don't give it to her again, the Amira alone, just to say it, is not going to work. So you need to actually do a new Nesina again in our case. Even Rebbe would agree.